चक्षुरुन् मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपक कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वेलकम टू नंदगांव। वाइल यू आर टेलिंग द स्टोरी ऑफ सिलेक्शन ऑफ नंदगांव प्लेस, आई वॉज थिंकिंग दैट इट हैज टू बी राइट इन फ्रंट ऑफ बरसाना, बिकॉज देर इज अ प्लेस इन बरसाना बिहाइंड द टेम्पल वेयर राधारानी स्टैंड्स एंड signals Krishna. So this is a place where you can exactly stand and give signal of equal height also. Nandagaon and Varsana are almost of equal heights, you know. And there is a place where Radharani stands. And of course, because of ecstasy of signaling, the stones melt there and there is a footprint of Radharani just behind the Radharani's temple. A Singhasana also is there. And way far you, if there is a clear sky, you can see Nandagaon. And sometimes, like lotus, it would come close also. So pure devotees have that divine vision. As you said, on 17th of December, that first the holy place reveals in the heart of a pure devotee. Then it, as per the realization and revelation, it manifests externally for the benefit of the people in the world. That's why we need pure devotees. We don't have that vision, and pure devotees give that vision, and then vision can be replicated at many places. The Prabhupada envisioned that, and it is manifesting in so many places. And the purpose is that when these holy places are revealed in so many places, the idea is that it should reveal in our heart also. Finally, Manna Mora Vrindavan. Hare Krishna. So welcome to Nandagaon. And we have, I think, whatever number of minutes. Deva Meeda was a great soul, and he had two wives. One of them was Vaishya wife, and one of them was Kshatriya wife. Kshatriya wife gave birth to Shurasena. Many children, but prominently Shurasena was there. And the Vaishya wife gave birth to Parjanya. Parjanya, as the name goes, he was a big cloud of love. A big cloud of love. Endowed with so many beautiful qualities of devotion. So he was staying in Nandagaon at this place. There's something called as Prema Tadaga Tirtha. Also called as Kshunnahara Tirtha. It is just beyond Pavan Sarovar. If you go little beyond Pavan Sarovar, there's a beautiful kund there. There he performed very severe austerities. And Chandilya Muni happened to be the local resident sadhu. But Keshi Demon came there and he really created disturbance. So Nant Parjanya Maharaj left and he went to Gokul. And there he stayed. And there he received five sons, you know. And a very beautiful description is given. That those five sons represented five different things. Those are, in Vedas, the Paramatma is described as having five aspects. Priya, that is very dear, very dear. Amoda, Pramoda, Ananda and Brahma. Ananda and Pramoda are a little similar, but still different. Descriptions of various happiness. And Ananda is pure bliss. And Brahma is Parabrahma. So these five aspects of Parabrahma manifested as five sons of Parjanya Maharaj. And they were Upananda, Abhinanda, Nanda, Sannanda and Nandan. Brijwas is lovingly called Nandan Chacha because he was youngest of all five. It is said that the clothing is the best ornament in all the Shringar. Over that, Upananda, Abhinanda. Then Nanda, then Sannanda, and then Nandan. Chacha. As clothing is the best of all ornament, all Shringar, and over that ornaments and ointments and colorful things come. Like that, Parjanya Maharaja's son was his best wealth. And just like six Aishwaryas, we have six opulences. The beauty and fame are most important. Like that, Nanda Maharaj was the most important son of Parjanya Maharaj. Nanda and Yashoda came before the Lord, naturally. And Gopas, Gopis and other Nitya Siddha souls appeared later. And then after that, those who were perfected in sadhana, like Sadhana Siddha, who are Shrutichari, Munichari Gopis, they came later on. They took birth in Nandagaon as toddler gopis and they became assistants of Yashoda in serving Krishna. So, then there is a place called Mehrano, which is about 8 kilometers from Nandagaon towards north. And at Mehrano, there was a Gopa called Sumukha Gopa. And he was supposed to be dark in color. He was dark in color. And his wife's name was Patula Devi. And she was fair in color. And they gave birth to 3 children, 2 sons and 1 daughter. And daughter was named Yashoda. And 2 sons were called Yashvant and Yashadhar. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj was the one who was the father of Radharani, who proposed the wedding of Nanda Maharaj with Yashoda. And in return, Nanda Maharaj was the one who proposed the wedding of Vrishabhanu and Kirtida. So, Adipuran says, Yatra Nanda Upanandaste Pratinanda Adinandanaha Chakruvasam Sukastana Yato Nanda Abhidhanakam. Which means, in Barsana you see there are 8 villages. World of the Lotus is Barsana and there are 8 villages which represent 8 villages of the 8 brothers of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And they stayed in their own villages and they gave birth to 1 daughter. And each daughter became Parameshti Sakhi of Radharani. So they formed Ashta Sakhis. But Nandagaon was not like that. The 4 brothers, 2 elder and 2 younger brothers of Nanda Maharaj were so dear to each other that they stayed in Nandagaon only. And they gave birth to 2 sons each. And those 2 sons, the first cousins of Krishna and Balaram, they became the Ashta Sakha, Parameshti Sakhas of Krishna. Now as I'm very much inspired to see Nandishwar Mahadev coming, so we should not forget to tell about Nandishwar Mahadev. Huh? As we explained earlier in Barsana story that Sati Anasuya actually cursed Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh to become stone. So Nandishwar is Lord Shiva who became stone, the mountain. But parallelly there's one more story where Shiva performed tapasya for long, many, many years. At the end of tapasya, Lord Krishna appeared to Lord Shiva and asked him, what do you want? So he said, I want the dust of lotus feet of you, Balaram and all coward friends. So Krishna said, go to Nandagaon and establish yourself. I will perform pastimes over your head. So that is Nandishwar Mahadev. And Nandishwar Mahadev has a benediction from Yashoda because Yashoda Mai, it's a very amazing story. Yashoda Mai loved Nandishwar Mahadev so much that she said that you stay here only. And I promise you that whatever I feed Lala, I will feed you also. And whatever Abhishek Jal I bathe Krishna with, I will bathe you also. But you stay here. Because Nandishwar Mahadev actually appeased Krishna when Krishna was crying like anything. That's a long story, we'll tell some other time. But the point to note here is, when a boy or a baby cries, what do we use to appease the baby? Some toys, right? We throw 1 toy, 2nd toy, 3rd toy, 4th toy, till the baby is happy. We'll keep giving more and more toys. So when Krishna was crying, Mahadev ji came and appeased. He chanted Radha Naam, he chanted glories of Radharani and did many things. And because of that, Krishna first kept quiet and again he cried loudly in separation from Radharani. And then again some other stotra he chanted and Krishna became very happy. So Yashoda Mai said, this Baba, because he was not in the form of Shiva, he was in the form of Rishi. So he says, Baba is very mystic. He has power to appease my Krishna. He has power to keep him quiet when he is crying, because we were not able to control him. He was crying more and more and more, like whenever we were doing anything. So she said, please stay here. So what is the purport? She told indirectly, Lord Shiva, you become toy for my baby. You become toy for my baby. And Lord Shiva, being Mahadev also, he didn't have that false prestige that, how can I become toy for your baby? I'm Mahadev. Even my father worshipped me. But that is the lesson we can learn from Lord Shiva. When he comes in Braj, he doesn't carry any aura of his from where he comes, what service he does to Krishna. He simply comes here as servant of the servant of the servant, and that too, whatever service is available, he is ready to do, even becoming a toy in the hands of Yashoda to please Krishna, to stop him from crying. So this is Nandishwar Shivji's history. Another history which is very important is, in 1285, in our calculation of years, there was one Anand Ghan Baba, who is traced back to be the first Goswami of Nandagaon, who worshipped Krishna, Yashoda and Nanda Baba. And then later on, in 1515, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, and he went to Kamyavan. After taking bath in Bimal Kund, he walked all the way in southern direction, and he came to Pavan Sarovar, which is manifested down here. He took bath there, and after taking bath in Pavan Sarovar, we inquired to local Brijvasis. He was doing ecstatic kirtan. So many, many Brijvasis joined because of the attraction of his beauty and because of attraction of his wonderful kirtan. And he was asking, are there any deities over here? Is there any mountain over here? Are there any deities over here? So Brijvasi said, yes, there are deities. You know, in Bhakti Ratnakar, this all beautifully explained, that there is a cave in the mountain, and there are three deities. There are two stout deities and one baby deity. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood, and he went running, doing kirtan along with Brijvasis all the way. They led him to the cave. They stayed outside. He went inside. And then the way he interacted with those three deities, the way he interacted with Yashoda's deity, Nanda Maharaj's deity, and the way he interacted with Krishna, all the Brijvasis were pure-hearted, as Prabhuji said, simple-hearted, extremely important. It was revealed that such intense interaction cannot be done by anybody else but Krishna himself. So Krishna has come back to visit Nandagaon again. And then after that, there was a temple made and they were established. And later on, Balaramji and Radharani and Mansukha, Dhansukha, Sridhama, Madhumangal, all of them arrived in temple. So let us all chant the pranam mantra of Nanda Bhavan. Please chant after me. Nanda Dhatar Namastubhyam. Yashodayai Namo Namaha. Nama Krishnaya Balaya. Balabhadraya Te Namaha. So this essentially means we offer our humble obeisances to Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Krishna and Balaram before we enter. One small point I want to advise and request everybody, because Lord Shiva is Mahadev, who has become a mountain here, all of us should always bow down at the first step before we come up over here, because we are climbing on Lord Shiva's head. You stay here. So every day, every time you come, you have to take Shiva's blessings, because Lord Shiva is staying here as a mountain. What humility! What is the meaning of becoming mountain? Becoming Mr. Nobody. Is it not true? What the stone can do? You can pass all your excreta, you can spit, you can dance, you can do all sense gratification, you can do all nonsense. The stone doesn't respond to that. It's just inert. But that inert thing is full of life. That is Lord Shiva. And it is melting repeatedly whenever Krishna, Balaram and cowherd boys are performing pastimes. So when we climb there, we have to offer pranams to Brahma. When we climb here, we have to offer pranams to Lord Shiva. So that we understand, and the real glory of Nandagaon will be revealed in our heart if we have proper consciousness. As Lord Shiva has exhibited his proper consciousness by becoming the most humble, by becoming an inert stone over here, then by becoming a toy for Mother Yashoda. What humility! So we have to take the inspiration. If that is why he is eligible to receive the dust of Krishna Balaram Yashodananda constantly over his head. And he melts in ecstasy regularly over here. So that is Nandeshwar Mahadev. Then what are the prominent bhav or prominent moods exhibited in Nandagaon? Everything is exhibited, all five rasas. But the prominent rasas are Vatsalya Ras and Sakya Ras. Vatsalya Ras means parental affection, like mother and father. So who has that? Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda prominently. Then all the brothers of Nanda Maharaj and all the elderly Gopas, like Upananda, his wife is Prabhavati. Abhinanda, his wife is Pivari. Nanda is married to Yashoda. Son Nanda is married to Bakula Devi. And Nandan is married to Atulya Devi. All these are elderly Gopas and Gopis. And there are many, many thousands of Gopas and Gopis more. They all feel that paternal love for Krishna and Balaram. And then one more personality is Rohini Devi. She is also residing over there. And then there is Sakya Ras, because all the sons of these elderly Gopas are friends of Krishna. Prominently eight. And they have many types within them. For example, there is something like little older Gopas. That means they are few days or few months older to Krishna. And they also adopt this protective mood. So they are friends. They play with Krishna. But they are always guided by Yashoda. Okay, take care of Krishna. He is very naughty. When he climbs a tree on a branch, be careful. When he walks at the banks of Yamuna, be careful. You walk between him and Yamuna. Because at what time he will fall in Yamuna, you don't know. What time he will hurt himself. So this Mandali Bhadra is the leader of this elderly Gopas, you know, friends. Of course, Balaram is the chieftain, but under him, Mandali Bhadra is the leader of all these older Gopas. And at times, Mandali Bhadra is carrying sword in his hand. Because Mother Yashoda has, you know, preached him so much. So he thinks if Keshi comes, Arishtasura comes, I should have a sword to kill them. That is their mood. And then there are Samavayaska Gopas. That is headed by Sridhama. He was blessed by Narad Muni when Radharani was born. When they first presented Radharani, not Radharani to him, but Sridhama to him. No girl is born here. Only a boy. So Sridhama was presented, and Narad Muni went and came back. Then Radharani was presented to him. At that time, Narad Muni had blessed Sridhama that you will become the dearmost friend of Krishna. So what do the Samavayaska, the equal-aged Gopas do? They climb on Krishna's head, they climb on Krishna's shoulder, they punish Krishna, they tease Krishna, they steal food from his mouth. Huh? They sometimes ridicule him to such an extent that Krishna cries for one full day, doesn't eat anything. At the time when the coward boys told, these boys, Samavayaska, they told, let's see, Yashoda is fair, Nanda Baba also is fair, and you are black. So you are not his son. You are not their son. How can that be? When there is fair mother, fair father, the fair son comes out. But you are black. The real story of your appearance is that when Nanda Baba and Yashoda Mai one day went to market for doing some shopping, they somehow heard some baby crying very loudly, piteously. So they were searching the sound, and that led them to a hole in the tree. And there was a baby crying, dark color baby, and that was you. And they felt very great pity. They didn't have children anyway, so they felt this is a fine vehicle, take care. And they lifted you and they got you at home. So you are not their son. And you know, that's like a thunderbolt attack on the heart of Krishna. He cried and cried and cried so much that he went home like that, and he was crying and crying and crying. And Mother Yashoda said, what happened? Please tell me what happened. He said, it's too sad. I cannot tell you. It's too sad. Before, when he met the boys, they were laughing and laughing and laughing. And he said, what happened? Tell me. He said, it's too funny. It's too funny. It's too funny. And what was the fun? That you are not Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda's son. So he cried for a whole day. And finally, until the late midnight, Yashoda Mai had to convince him, no, you are our son only. And there is a reason behind it, you know. Why is he black? Because Sumukha Gopa was dark in color. So that is explained in Puranas that's how Krishna inherited the dark color from his Nanaji. So our Jiva Goswami also glorifies Nanda Bhavan in his Bhagavatam commentary. एंड विच ही कोट्स श्लोक फ्रॉम पद्म पुराण उत्तरखंड विच सेज तस्मिंश भवने श्रेष्ठम रम्ये दीपैर विराजिते श्लक्षणे विचित्र पर्यंके नाना पुष्प विवासिते तस्मिन् शेते हरि ही कृष्णः शेषे नारायणो यथा विच मीन्स इन दैट ब्यूटिफुल टॉपमोस्ट अट्रैक्टिव पैलेस विच इज डेकोरेटेड विथ लैम्प्स एंड पर्ल्स एंड वेरी मेनी मेनी ज्वेल्स डैजलिंग ज्वेल्स इन दैट ब्यूटिफुली डेकोरेटेड नंद भवन कृष्ण बलराम लाय डाउन ऑन अ बेड ऑफ फ्लावर्स पुष्पशय्या तस्मिन् शेते हरि कृष्ण शेषे नारायणोत नाना पुष्प विवासिते सो दिस इज द भाव ऑफ नंदगांव एंड देन इन नंदीश्वराष्टकम विच इज कंपोज्ड बाय विश्वनाथ चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर इट इज सेड दैट यत सौभगम भगवता धरणी वृतापी दिस इज द ग्रेटेस्ट फॉर्चून ऑफ मदर अर्थ स्पेशली इन नंदगांव न प्राप्यते सुरगिरि सही को वराकः Even this fortune is not available to the Suragiri. Who is Suragiri? Is Govardhan. Even Govardhan doesn't have this fortune, which Nandishwar has. Why? Nandaha Swayam Vasati. Because Nanda Maharaj himself personally stays here. And how he stays here? Yatra Suputra Daro. Along with his sons and his wife. Daro is Yashoda, his wife. Nandishwaraha Saha Madamanda Mudam Dadhatu. That is why Nandishwar is more fortunate. Why? Because every single day Krishna came here. Every single day Krishna woke up here. Krishna slept here. Krishna played over here. And sometimes, of course, he went to Giriraj Govardhan to perform his intimate pastimes. And no doubt he lifted it for 7 days and gave him the most wonderful fortune. But still, every single day he did not go there. He went regularly, but not every single day, but every single day he stayed in Nandagaon. That's why according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Pad, Nandagaon is, Nandishwar Mahadev is more fortunate than even Giridhari Govardhan. Now, one thing I forgot, we can do it now, we can offer prayers to Nandishwar Mahadev. See, when you will offer prayers, of course you have come here to give nourishment and empowerment and revelation to this place by devotees coming and sitting and talking and hearing katayan tumam parasparam. The place will be getting spiritual potency. And by offering prayers, it will get more potency. It will inspire Nandishwar Mahadev to appear very soon. Huh? So let us offer prayer to Nandishwar Mahadev. Nandishwaraya Devayabhir Utpatti Hitaya Cha यशोदा सुखदायैव महादेवाय ते नमः सिंपल मीनिंग इज वन हु गिव्स अल्टीमेट प्लेजर टू नंदा एंड यशोदा टू दैट नंदीश्वर महादेव फॉर माय हार्टफेल्ट ओबेजेंसेस एंड वी एट द सेम टाइम बेग हिज मर्सी बिकॉज ही हैज अटेंड द परफेक्शन ऑफ गिविंग प्लेजर टू यशोदा माई यू कैन इमेजिन सो What all things happened over here, especially? Iti druksvali labhiranananda kunde svagosham nimajantam akhyapayantam in Gokul and Nandagaon. Krishna drowned, Krishna Balaram together drowned the Brajvasis in the ocean of nectar, in the pond of nectar. Huh? He gave them so much joy that I don't know, Prabhuji, what is that sadhu's name? Who said, I do not worship Supreme Personality of Godhead. Raghupati Upadhyaya. He is in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time. He said, I don't worship anybody, but I worship Nanda Maharaj. Because you can see Kotiyada of Nanda Maharaj. Wow, look at that. Where the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Parabrahma, is crawling in the dust, in the courtyard of his palace. What he must have done? What is his qualification that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has chosen to come down and crawl in the dust of the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj? So there is a very, very beautiful stories about how Krishna Balaram crawled in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. How much they gave pleasure. Yashoda and Rohini were always having tear-filled eyes, constantly watching Krishna Balaram, learning to stand up, crawling, Learning to talk. There is a pastime which says that Yashoda Mai is teaching Krishna how to talk. And Krishna is making mistakes naturally as a baby. So she is saying, Rohini, just see, I am teaching him so much, but he is not learning only. When he will learn to talk? Then she is teaching him how to walk. And then she also tied up many, many beautiful ankle bells. So Krishna and Balaram are only interested in hearing the beautiful sound of the ankle bells. So instead of putting a step to walk, they are just thumping the foot on the ground. They are so happy to hear the beautiful sound of their own ankle bells. So Hindi mein kehte hai ki wo to us dhwani se hi reej rahe hain, unko chalne mein interest nahi hai. So she is telling Yorini, see, I am trying to teach him to walk, but he is just thumping his foot again and again on the ground. And then the acharyas explain that, see, one who runs the whole creation, not to speak of universe, he is learning to walk from Mother Yashoda. One who teaches the highest science of spirituality to the whole world as a supreme acharya, param acharya, Brahmaji he teaches, everybody he teaches, he is learning to talk from Mother Yashoda. And that is the rasa of Nandagaon. So, at one time he was crawling and Nanda Maharaj was everywhere around. Yashoda Mai, Rohini Mai was sitting and they were watching him crawling. And other elderly Gopa was standing there, but his back was somewhere else, I mean other side. So Krishna thought that he is Nanda Baba only. So he held the corner of his long kurta and with that support he stood up. You know how children stand up with taking support when they can't stand on their own. So when he did that, naturally the kurta was pulled. When the kurta was pulled, the person who was wearing the kurta got alarmed that somebody is pulling my kurta. So he turned behind and saw, and then Krishna also saw him, he also saw Krishna. So Krishna realized he is not Nanda Baba. So he fell down on the ground and ran crawling to Mother Yashoda and hid himself in the lap of Mother Yashoda. And Rohini Mataji was smiling with tears in eyes. It is said that this Leela took place in Barsana also with Radha Rani when she was baby. Next, you know that Nanda, in the Koshala of Nanda Baba, how Krishna Balaram used to do skating on the abdomen. They would be decorated beautifully by Rohini and Yashoda and sent with garlands, everything sent to the Goshala. And then what they will do? They will hold the tail of the baby bulls. And you know, like you pull the kurta, the man gets alarmed. When you pull the tail, the baby bulls get alarmed and they start running. And these boys don't leave the tail. And what happens? They fall on the abdomen. They can't run. They are not so strong. They are not yet grown up still. And they fall on the abdomen and they are still holding the tail. And then the bulls are running everywhere in the Goshala. And what is the ground? It is a mixture of cow dung and cow urine. It's a very beautiful skating material. And abdomen also is very smooth. So everywhere they are smoothing. And then Rohini is saying, Yashoda Didi, come. See how they are crawling. And both of them are with tear-filled eyes watching Krishna Balaram, you know, skating all over the Goshala. And this is the way they filled their eyes with, I mean, life with so much happiness. Then what is the other prominent leelas which took place? Vatsapal Leela. When they shifted at the age of one of Krishna from Gokul to Nandagaon, they were given charge of baby cows. Just such a small age. And then Vatsapal, Vatsa means baby. Baby cows and she cows and he cows. And then they were told to go only till that area where Mother Yashoda would go on the top of the mountain, and there were jharokha means something like this, you know, which is opening on all sides. So she will go on topmost place and she will see from any window, and within her eyesight they should be there. They should not go beyond her eyesight. That was the limit. That's why Khadir one and close by areas only they were going. And like children go to KG, kindergarten, They go on the same time with their older children, but they come back in 2 hours or 4 hours, right? So in Vatsapal Leela, close proximity herding the baby cows and coming back for lunch. So that time, Nanda Maharaj would take lunch with them. And they would play and play and play so much that they will get lost in the place. And then first Rohini would go and call, Krishna Balaram, Baba has come to take lunch, come. And they would not even respond only. They would not even look at her only. Then she would fail. And then she would go and tell Yashoda, Didi, please come. They're not listening to me. Then Yashoda, how she speaks, hey, you street boys, what are you doing over here? Don't you have any shame? Don't you know Baba has come such a long time? What kind of boys you have? What kind of culture you have? You're just like street boys. Road chop. You know something? This language was used only by Yashoda. Not even Nanda Maharaj, not even Rohini. Only she could scold Krishna. Nanda Maharaj, you will never read any scriptures that Nanda Maharaj scolded Krishna. He always loved him. When he was crying, she would caress him. Rohini could never dare to scold Krishna and Balaram. It was only the prerogative or adhikar of Yashoda Devi. That's why she is the topmost of Vatsalya Bhav. And second is Rohini. You may think Nanda Baba is second. No, Rohini is second. Then all the elder gopis are in line after that. Like Prabhavati, Tungi, Pivari, Bakula Devi, Atulya Devi, they all are after that. And after all these elderly gopis, Nanda Maharaja's number comes. And then his brother's number come. And then you have Kunti Devi and other people in Aishwarya Bhav, Aishwarya Madhurya. So what Madhurya, what Vatsalya we experience here is Madhurya Vatsalya. That means there is no understanding of Krishna Balaram as Supreme Personalities of Godhead. But when Kunti Devi and Vasudeva and Devaki relates, they relate to Krishna Balaram, they have an understanding that they are Supreme Personalities of Godhead. So there is some awe and reverence in there. But Nandagaon, there is no awe and reverence. Because with Jagan Mohini Mata, Jagan Mohini Maya, 10th canto explains that Jagan Mohini Maya, with that Maya Krishna steals knowledge of all the Brijvasis that they are Supreme Personalities of Godhead. And then they are allowed to take birth. So that when Krishna relates to them, there is no tinge of any awe and reverence. The coward boy can climb on their head. Yashoda Mai can put up a stick and scold him and scare him. And he'll actually get scared. He will get scared with the thunder of this clouds. And he will run in the lap of Mother Yashoda. And they'll feel, oh, my baby is so scared. You know, she will cover him with her cloth and give him breast milk to give him protection feeling. So one is Vatsapal Leela. The second is Gopal Leela. At the age of 5, when Krishna completed 5 years. After 5 years, when the Kartik Shuddha Ashtami came, by the arrangement of Shandilya Muni, big cows were offered to Krishna. Big cows were talking to Krishna. Talking to older Gopas for a long time, that we are bored going with you in the forest. Our children are going to forest with Krishna and we are deprived. When are you going to allow us? And all the coward boys also would tell, ki how long we will only carry small babies? When we will be able to carry big, big cows? And why it was, what is the reason behind it? Why they were not happy with baby cows? Because they were always under the CCTV surveillance of Yashoda. And they did not like that so much, because always we are observed. And we are under control of Yashoda Mai. We want to go beyond that space when she is not able to see. And how will they go beyond that space? By carrying big cows. Because big cows are taken long distances. From Nandagaon to Mathura sometimes, to Nandagaon to Madhuban, Talban, Kumudvan, to Vrindavan, to Govardhan. That means you can't come for lunch. You have to only come in the evening. So why the coward boys will say, we will be able to stay longer with Krishna. And Krishna also wanted to go beyond the surveillance of Mother Yashoda. So that is why they were very eager. And that also, one day, before this Gopashtami festival, the coward boys, they really teased Krishna like anything. They said, you are so incapable. You have no capacity. You have no skills. Mother and father have no faith in you. You are such a useless boy. They are only giving you baby cows all the time. And that day it was like too much for him. On the 7th day of Kartik month, it was too much to bear. Every day they were discussing, but this day was a heavy toll on him. Of all of them talking one language. So Krishna became very morose that day. And you know, every day when they go back, there's a place called Nanda Baitak, where they are received by Nanda Baba and Yashoda. Because Nanda Baba and Yashoda, they don't have that patience to let him climb the mountain all the way and then meet. They climb down the mountain and sit on the ground level. And then they jump in the lap of Nanda Baba, in the Nanda Baitak, on both the laps. And there's a, you know, Krishna will speak, Balaram will speak, all the coward boys will speak. Everybody wants to tell everything together. What happened today? And that will go on for a long time till they are pacified and they go home and then Krishna Balaram are taken. And then there is bathing and then there is sweetmeats and then breast milk and lori and beautiful songs and then sleeping Shayana is there. You want to hear Shayana Arati? Soja, this happened over here in Nandagaon. Soja re lal soja, teri maya sulati hai. Soja re lal soja, teri maya sulati hai. Chandan ka bana palna, रेशम की बनी डोरी माँ तुझको सुलाती है तू सो जा मेरे प्यारे जब होगी सुबह की बेला मैं तुझको जगाऊंगी माखन और मिश्री का तोहे भोग लगाऊंगी सो जा आप मत सोना अभी सूरज नहीं ढला है सो द मीनिंग ऑफ द सॉन्ग इज मदर यशोदा इज टेलिंग प्लीज गो टू स्लीप माय बेबी माय डियर कृष्णा एंड आई विल पुट यू इन द क्रेडल मेड ऑफ सैंडलवुड विच विल हैव दैट रोप ऑफ सिल्क And I will wake you up in the morning and I will feed you butter and dahi. Now you go to sleep. This is a beautiful song. We used to sing every day when I was in Barsana in the night, in Shayan Arati, in Ramjibai Satsang Bhavan. Yeah. So that took place over here. So what I was telling you that all these sequence would take place. But that day, Krishna did not run in the lap of Nanda Maharaj Yashoda. He just ran to his bed and slept upside down. With his mouth down, embedded in the pillow, and went to sleep. No butter, no milk, no breast milk, nothing, no songs, nothing. And that same day, because of the cows requesting cowherd men, and Krishna requesting, their children requesting their fathers, so it was too much time. So then, that Saptami day, Shandilya Muni had come, and Nanda Maharaj asked him, "Ki, what is the best muhurta to give big cows to Krishna?" He said, "It's just tomorrow." So that particular day when they were teasing him and he was getting morose and he went all the way in an upset condition, that day it was decided that tomorrow we will give cows to Krishna. And Krishna was not listening to anybody because he was so upset. And all the preparations were done. And next morning, she's singing songs of waking up, but he's not waking up. She's going on this side, she's going on this side. It is said that it is easy to wake up one who is actually sleeping. But one who is pretending to sleep, it is not easy to wake up. So he was pretending to sleep. He was expressing his anger. Then finally she discussed with Nanda Maharaj, what to do? She said, you tell him that we are going to give him big cows today. So immediately when that was told to him in the ear, he jumped from the bed. And that day was express preparation. That means there was no, you know, very melodious singing and everything. He just quickly got ready because every day morning from Nandagaon, from the bed only, he will play his flute. And that was like morning alarm to all the boys. This day there was no morning alarm. But still, you know, when you are habituated to wake up at alarm, even the alarm doesn't ring one day, battery gets discharged, you still wake up because there's a conditioning that you have. So similarly, all the coward boys woke up and they saw, hey, no alarm today of the flute, but still we'll get ready. But they knew from their homes that tomorrow is Krishna's ceremony of receiving cows. For long time, long distance herding. So they came ready, decorated. All the cows got ready. There were 108 groups of cows, lakhs and lakhs of cows. They were all gathered in different areas, nicely located. And they were waiting, why Krishna is not coming? And then Krishna jumped and got ready and he was decorated and he was brought back. And a very long description is there. Jiva Goswami is giving in Gopal Champu. Beautiful description how the big cows were handed over. And last ceremony was handing over that bejeweled stick to herd cows with mantras. Shandili Muni and the Brahmins, they chanted mantras and Nanda Maharaj offered that. And that ceremony took place in Nandagaon. And then Yashoda Mai was tense that day. Now he is going to go far away. So what about his protection? She had already talked to Balaramji, Mandali Bhadra and many elderly Gopas, but she was not still. So when they started moving, they were told, okay, start. So they were moving. Shudabhai was moving with them. So Krishna said, Matha, now you can go. Why are you following us? And then Radharani and Gopis came to know that Krishna is going with big cows. So they just disguised as Gopas. Radharani dressed up as Subal Gopa, because Subal Gopa and Radharani's face is absolutely matching their features. So Radharani dressed up as Subal that day. And she entered the crowd and she went with him. And all the gopis also went, most of them, accompanied Krishna on the first day. So that beautiful ceremony, which is the crest jewel of all the pastimes in Nandagaon, Gopastami, that took place over here. There are also long pastime of also coming back also. There are so many beautiful things happened when they came back. Anyways, and then another topmost pastime in Nandagaon is stealing butter, makhan chori. But he did not only steal butter, he also stole milk, he also stole dahi, he also stole makhan predominantly. And why he stole butter actually? Because our heart has got so many emotions, right? Materially, spiritually also, many, many emotions are there, a lot of mixture is there. But what does Krishna accept from our heart? The love. If love is developed, then that he accepts, Bhavagrahi Janardhan. So, milk has butter in it stored in a hidden condition. When you churn the milk by putting it first into yogurt condition, incubation, and you churn the yogurt, then the butter comes out. That means butter is already there, but the churning process allows the butter to come out. And then Krishna accepts that butter as the essence of our heart. So Navani Chori, why he did? Because the love of the heart which erupts is the essence of your existence. So that is Krishna interested in stealing. That's why he stole the butter. In external, Pratikatmak, he stole the butter. But he stole, I will tell you a story of stealing milk. As a small baby, went to one gopi's house and he was drinking milk nicely, Padmagandha, beautiful milk he was drinking. And suddenly he came to know, he heard the footsteps of the gopi coming. So he started gulping it fast. And by the time the gopi came, he had filled his cheeks because he was gulping so fast, he could not swallow it so fast. So his cheeks were filled. And gopi thought, I'll catch him. And she went to catch him. And Krishna, अभी कैसे बोलूं इंग्लिश में, कृष्णा ने पिचकारी लगाया मुंह पे, कृष्णा जस्ट थ्रू अ जेट ऑफ मिल्क ऑन हर फेस व्हिच शी डिडंट एक्सपेक्ट एंड ऑल द मिल्क वेंट इन हर आईज एंड शी वाज लाइक रबिंग एंड कृष्णा रैन अवे इन द मीन टाइम एंड व्हाट डज द गोपी से आफ्टर दैट सेड यस आई नो यू स्टोल माय मिल्क एंड यू रैन अवे बट दैट यू हैव सेटल्ड इन माय हार्ट हु कैन टेक इट अवे फ्रॉम माय हार्ट यू हैव रन अवे फिजिकली But that you have installed yourself in my heart, nobody can take that away, or you cannot run away from my heart also. That is a small pastime, but very beautifully explained by one Vrindavan Acharya. Then dahi. One time one gopi thought, oh, good. Today let us have some fun with Krishna. Every day he cheats us by stealing our yogurt. Today we will see that we will cheat him. So what she did, there's this bamboo. There's a sitting also, bamboo. What is that called? Ukhal. Where you can sit on that, but it's made of bamboo. And there's a space under that, no? It's always vacant inside. So what she did, she put one beautiful pot of yogurt and she put that sitting arrangement on that and she sat on that. And Krishna was passing by, so she called, come, Krishna Balaram, come, everybody come. Today I have got no problem with you. You can just go and eat my yogurt the way you want. But you have to find it. It is hidden somewhere. Your expertise, your skill, you go and find out and have, no problem. So they went around. But when Gopi was talking, there was fragrance coming. And when they would go away searching in the houses, in the rooms, the fragrance would fade, So Krishna is very smart. Krishna understood that the yogurt is here only. He understood. Gopi is saying, go, find out. So Krishna understood she is trying to cheat us. So he signaled his cowherd boyfriends, go and release all the calves. So they went in the goshala and they released all the calves. And all the calves ran to the mothers and had drinking all the milk. And then Krishna came running. Your all calves are freed. They are all bringing all the milk. So Gopi just got up and ran to the Goshala to see. And they removed the seating arrangement and ate all the yogurt. And by the time when she reached there, all the milk was taken away by the calves, you know. They drank all the milk. So she was so upset and she came back to meet Krishna and she saw the pot also empty. So Krishna said, see, if you had not been so smart, if you'd have just given us, you know, straightforward, you would have saved all the milk in the udders of the cows. But because of your cheating propensity, you lost the yogurt also and the milk also. So like that, beautiful, unlimited pastimes of makhan chori took place in Nandagaon. Then Nandagaon was so opulent, that there were 56 water reservoirs, 56 kundas. And I'll tell you one story of one kunda which tells about opulence of Nandagaon. You know, Prabhuji was explaining, they were throwing butter and yogurt and milk and clarified butter and so many things, you know. So much abundance was there. So Mother Yashoda would keep churning on the top, Rohini and all gopis, and then they would take out the butter and store the butter. It's a precious item, Padmagandha butter. And remaining chas, all the girls, small girls, who would assist Yashoda, Shruti Chari and Muni Chari gopis, you know, they would be given by Mother Yashoda out of love. And when she would serve that buttermilk, the liquid, many amounts would fall down while serving. It is said all the things which were falling down, they would form rivulets. And many rivulets will be joined into a river. And that river of buttermilk will go down on ground level and form a kund. And that is called Chhach Kund. There was a Chhach Kund which is not existing now. But it always existed, flooded condition. And then Krishna Balaram, when they will go down, they will drink from that Chhach Kund. And that is the opulence of Nandagaon. anyways, another beautiful thing is, at this place, Adi Purana explains that Vrishbhanu Maharaj, on the day of Akshaya Tritiya, which is coming this year on 16th Feb, on that day in Nandagaon, Vrishbhanu Maharaj did Kanyadana of Radharani for Krishna. Sorry, Akshaya Tritiya is on 14th of May, I'm sorry, 14th May, the Tithi. On Akshaya Tritiya, Vrishbhanu Maharaj did Kanyadana of Radharani. One of the five marriages that happened between Radha and Krishna. One happened in Nandagaon. So this also happened over here. And I'm not able to not tell you that Leela, which I must tell at the cost of being a little late also. You know, when Krishna was born, the Brijbasi Acharyas, many things they explain very beautifully. One of them is that when Krishna was conceived, it's a very beautiful story, I will tell some other time to you. But when he was conceived, there was a boy and a girl conceived together by Mother Yashoda. Because Krishna in Golok Vrindavan promised Mother Kava and everybody so much that he said that finally when they went away, he told Yogamaya, you come, your job is to transfer the seventh one from Rohini, from Devaki's womb to Rohini's womb. And for that service, he said, you will become my sister. So she did that service. So when Krishna was conceived by Mother Yashoda, even she was conceived by Mother Yashoda. So there were twins in Yashoda Mai's womb who lived there together for 9 months. And the twins were born. And then Krishna, Devaki Krishna, which was brought by Vasudev, that merged with that Krishna. He became one with Madhurya Krishna. The Aishwarya Krishna merged with Madhurya Krishna. And then there was a baby girl. And that baby girl was taken away by Vasudev. Okay. So when that happened, next morning, by the power of Yogamaya, all Nandagaon Vasis also went to sleep. Everybody went to sleep. So they didn't know what was delivered by Mother Yashoda. Neither she knew. She also fell asleep. She knew, didn't know what she delivered and what happened. Only Vasudeva was the only witness, eyewitness, who saw all these things happening, and he took away the baby girl. And next morning at the, Brahma Murta time, there is a Nandini, the sister of Nanda Maharaj, she got a dream that my daughter, my sister-in-law gave birth to a baby, beautiful boy. And she woke up and she was so happy that she went and knocked the door of Nanda Bhavan where Nanda Baba was staying. She was in Sutikagraha, that means a delivery house. She was in different place, but Nanda Baba was in palace. She knocked and she Then she went to Sutika Graha and woke everybody up. Rohini was next to her, but she was not sleeping. Shoda was sleeping, baby was sleeping, everybody was sleeping. And she got the dream and she woke everybody up. That's how Yashoda got up. And first darshan, and Jiva Goswami explains so beautifully the first darshan of Yashoda, baby Krishna taken by Yashoda. Then he explains about the first darshan, how Nanda Maharaj got, how they got stunned by Stabda Vikar. And then they celebrated the Nandotsava. And one explanation tells that it went on for 6 months. At the end of 6 months, when they came to consciousness, it was sunset. And they were cursing Brahma. At least today he should have not made the sun set so fast. At least today. After 6 months, they were so engrossed. Day and night didn't bother. They were not aware of day and night, kala and every hunger, thirst, sleep, anything. They were just enjoying and enjoying and enjoying. And what took place here, on the day of birth of Krishna, in the daytime, after he donated all the grain, 7 hills, decorated with jewels, on that day, they started throwing butter balls. You know, we have seen butter balls in Barsana Nandagaon. It's like this, you know, big, big solid balls because of winter. So they threw all these balls, they threw yogurt, they threw milk, and it is said that Kshir Sagar appeared in the courtyard of Nanda Bhavan. Actual Kshir Sagar appeared by the Leela of Brajvasis. And the balls of butter blocked the drainages. So that made the Kshir Sagar rise like anything. And it was all milk and yogurt and everything mixture was there, white color in the courtyard. So it looked like Kshir Sagar. And then they said, Nanda Baba, you have to dance. They said, I'm an old man, I don't know how to dance. You don't know how to dance? We'll make you dance. So then they tied up cloth in such a way that they made him Matni, the churning rod. And the coward boys on that side and coward boys on this side, they actually started moving. And Nanda Baba was forcefully like this, and clockwise and anti-clockwise. So Acharya explained that this unusual Kshir Sagar Manthan took place in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. But the Amrut was already produced before the Manthan took place. That was Sri Krishna. And the Mandaram Parvat was represented by Nanda Maharaj. So all these beautiful loving pastimes took place in Nandagaon. Time is up. Bolo Nanda ke Lala ki, Yashoda Mai ki, Nanda Baba ki, Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Nandishwar Mahadev ki. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Shyam.